you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Manuel Betancourt and Claudia Puig. Up first, Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Lily Gladstone, and Robert De Niro. Manuel?
This is a fantastic, sprawling epic about the Osage Nation murders in the 1920s. I think it shows Scorsese at the top of his game. He's really showing everyone else how it's done. And it features superb performances from DiCaprio and De Niro, which we have come to sort of expect. But to me, the standout is Lily Gladstone, who truly is, she steals the movie for me.
Claudia. Yeah, Lily does give a very soulful performance. It's gorgeously shot, beautifully scored, superbly acted. I did feel like the last 40 minutes didn't quite work for me. It became a little bit rote, so didn't quite stick the landing, but otherwise, great film.
Killers of the Flower Moon is co-written by Scorsese and Eric Roth. It's rated R. It's in wide release. The documentary The Pigeon Tunnel is from the great documentarian Errol Morris, and it tells the story of the man best known as the writer John le Carré, the real-life named David Cornwell, a former British spy. Claudia.
Yeah, I feel like this is such an intricate and illuminating exploration of John le Carré's life. And visually, I really like the recreations, which is not something I normally do. But, you know, you've got a master storyteller and a master documentarian coming together. And how can you miss?
Manuel.
Yeah, this is fantastic. It really takes the documentary interview as an interrogation. So Cornwell and Morris are sort of playing cat and mouse, trying to uncover or decipher or reveal or betray the truth that we may be hearing. And it's just, it's a masterclass in storytelling.
The Pigeon Tunnel's rated PG-13. You can see it at Lemley's NoHo in North Hollywood and streaming on Apple TV+. The French drama More Than Ever stars Vicky Creeps. Emily Atef is the director and co screenwriter Manuel.
I love this. This is a tender, bruising film about living and dying with dignity, about the choices that we make when what we've known is sort of falling apart. And it features a fantastic performance from Vicky Creeps, who remains one of the most exciting European actresses working today.
Claudia, your thoughts on More Than Ever?
This is a fantastic film. It's a touching drama. It's intimate. It's well acted. It's about coming to terms with imminent mortality and also about letting go of certain expectations about how people should die.
And the man who played her husband, Gaspar Ulliel, tragically died after filming was completed on the movie. More Than Ever is unrated, and you can see it at Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Reminder, you can hear the entire hour of Film Week on LAist 89.3 wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.